We're going to go back now to the Iran nuclear deal, the one the president has tried to sell to a skeptical Congress and the rest of the country. There are a zillion talking heads out there, including on this show, trying to tease out the nuances of the deal, what it all means. So we decided to ask an Iranian-American who spends a lot of his time explaining Iran to Americans. He's Saman Arbabi, and he used to be a foreign correspondent, then chucked it all for a career making fun of the news. He's in New York City. Saman has created and hosted several satirical Persian language news programs for Voice of America, including Parazit. Saman, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me back.
I've been reading your tweets, and you seem a bit annoyed by the analysis of the nuclear deal. You tweeted, "I love how naive American media is about the Iran deal. We put almost any idiot in front of the camera as an expert because they say they are." So now we have you.
Exactly. I was actually going to tweet back and say, oh, well, I guess that tweet kind of worked because now I'm getting called into a couple of shows here. So why are
we naive?
We're not too naive. It's just, I guess there's a huge hype about this whole thing. All this is really just big business deal. That's all it is. And then I think it's naive because there are a lot of attention seekers in this whole thing that are, especially from where I come from, Iranian-American journalists that just blowing it a little bit out of proportion just kind of want to be on a show like yours.
All right. So what does this mean, though? It's a big business deal. What do you mean by that?
All this means it's at the end of the day, the great Satan's money is good, even for a government like an Islamic Republic government like Iran. That the whole foundation of this revolution was based on death to America, death to the great Satan and capitalism and all that. At the end of it, we like the money. And as long as Uncle Sam spends some money for some of our stuff and gives us some fun toys, it's all okay. We just downgraded it from great Satan to like little devil cute you.
Wait a minute. We want to be the great Satan, not the little devil.
It's not working out. We're not really good at it.
People want our stuff.
They want our stuff. And they're good. They're much better than Chinese stuff, which Iranians have been getting for a while. And in Iran, actually, when you say my refrigerator is from China, it's a good thing. They think it's actually foreign-made, so it's a good product. They have no idea how bad it is.
The opinions of Saman Arbabi are his and his alone. What do you think Americans understand the least about Iran? Forget this deal that happened yesterday, in general.
I think the Americans don't understand how much alcohol people consume in Iran during Ramadan. If you look at the pictures last night, you'll realize it was like Mardi Gras. I actually tweeted a picture of this big, bulky Iranian dude who's wearing this I Love American Flag t-shirt, which I thought it was fantastic. And he looks like he's high as kite and everyone around him is just hammered.
The line is always that the people of Iran, the people of America, they could be perfectly good friends if their governments didn't get in the way.
They are very good friends. Actually, Iran's very different than the neighboring countries because it's got a pretty screwed up government. Like, you know, the slogan's death to America. But the Iranian people are actually very, very open to Western culture and they love Western culture. It's very different than like what you would experience in Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, which are sort of our allies, actually. But the government in Iran isn't. The people are. They're very pro-Western. You got to remember, before the Islamic Revolution, our parents studied abroad, like my mom and dad and their parents, they all study abroad. So it was a very open society. If Leonardo DiCaprio went to Iran tomorrow, he would be elected as the president. They love Western culture.
Now, what do you think is the difference between how you are interpreting the news of this nuclear deal with Iran and how the average American is hearing it?
It depends. It's very complicated. The way I would describe it is this is a very weird marriage. It's like America's third wife after the Israelis and the Saudis. Iran's sort of like the weird wife in the family now. So I'm actually pro this nuke talks because it's taken United States to a place in the deep, darkest basements in Iran where we didn't know what the hell was going on, that now we do know what's going on and we can hold a leash, you know, around their neck and make sure that they don't go crazy. And we give them money instead. So they're being rewarded. At the end of the day, you want a BMW instead of a nuclear bomb. And that's kind of like what Obama did with his new policy.
We talked to a guy yesterday who was looking forward to getting a Mustang.
There you go. Like for me, it's the biggest sort of like white trash symbol of America, which is awesome. But in Iran, that's like the classiest thing you could possibly have. A Mustang and a trailer. You know why? Because it's made in America. They love it. They're totally looking forward to this.
Saman Arbabi is an Iranian-American former journalist turned satirist. He also cartoons about current events and is known widely in Iran for his Persian language news satire programs produced here in America, of course. Saman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Good to have me on your show. Thanks again.